It feels like this year we've been in an artistic surge, and it's really done something to the spirit of this building.
Bletchley Middle School teacher Janelle Farver is standing in front of the bright yellow, red, and blue mural that has just been installed in the Bletchley Commons.
Everyone wants to touch it. It's tactile, and it's durable enough to be tactile, and especially little kids that come swimming, you know, and they just reach out and touch the print as if, you know, that should be raised too, you know, and it's neat.
Bletchley students worked alongside Ketchikan artist Yvonne Zerbets for 3 weeks as part of the Artist in the Schools program, designing, painting, printing, and installing the panels that now span an entire wall.
It was a giant collaboration of, I think, 100 to 200 people, including the students, the teachers, and the principal, who was amazing when we did the install, and you need to see a picture of him just with his tie flying, operating a masonry drill.
Zerbet says students and staff at Bletchley were involved right from the get-go. Initially, she says, she made an architectural rendering of the wall, which is about 80 feet long, and then asked the students to just sketch their own ideas for it.
And even though this is no one person's design, it's little bits borrowed from everyone. These big red slashes that are going diagonally across the wall were in response to, I saw the student just drawing diagonals all across their paper, and I was like, oh, that gives length.
And length was one of the things that Principal Joe Robidoux says this commons area needs.
Try to pick out a place in the school where we could have a nice visual impact, trying to spruce it up, lighten it up, make it feel kind of larger and more airy than Bletchley typically is with the lower ceilings.
Zerbet says the attenuated panels that get smaller as they go up the wall are similar to architecture one might see on the Hancock Building in Chicago. Beyond the size of the mural, though, the images colorfully splashed along the panels were carved into rubber plates and used to create prints.
I'm a printmaker, and I think there's such a fine tradition of printmaking in Sitka, with Dale DeArmond being here and having brought up some great engravers and printmakers here.
Zerbet says the imagery on the wall comes from a list of what is Sitka that the kids came up with and eventually rendered into carvings and then prints.
And we have a boot, the obvious squid and rockfish and salmon and...
A gecko?
Or rough-skinned newt.
Oh.
Which I guess is a little invasive. That was my error. Newts are native to Ketchikan, so that's my one little error. I hear that they're maybe a little bit of a scourge, but it is local. Everything had to be local. And there were some images that were very sort of precious, and I didn't want to overdo them. And so the squirrel, it just shows up once or twice. The trumpet is exquisite. It only shows up once, though. It's just like we wanted to have treasures that you had to find. And the sea otter is an especially favorite treasure, where it's just printed once and you have to find it. It's a little gem of a carving.
There's a print of Mount Edgecombe and a camera giving a nod to tourism in the state. Because the images come from the lists that students made, it's a great rendering of what's important through the eyes of some of our younger residents. Eighth grader Jack Gila carved prints of what Sitka represents to him.
The basketball, the baseball, and the herring.
Just to note, Jack carved more images than anybody.
I think it's really awesome. That wall was very boring. It was just a long white wall, and now it's purple with awesome colors.
Olivia Rivera says she loved working on the wall, even though her carving of a Sitka rose wasn't able to be used. Sixth grader Allie Wood carved a whale fluke going into the water that is printed twice on the mural, but her favorite part is a big carved out blue whale tail.
I mean, if you look at it, you can kind of see a story all of its own. Like, beyond the boys' bathroom, it kind of looks like seaweed kelp, and then there's the waves with the whale, giant whale tail coming out.
Is that what it was supposed to do? Tell a story like that? Or it's just
I don't know.
You want it to be?
I guess whatever you want it to be. I mean, people could see different things.
Bletchley art teacher David Lass says he was impressed with how ambitious Yvonne Zerbets was in tackling this size and scope of a project.
You know, she says normally this is months of work to get something like this, so we definitely got the manpower here and the kid power, and we had volunteers in here on the weekends and sanding and painting and doing all kinds of stuff to make this happen.
Lass says while in the end there's a finished product hanging on the wall, There's also the way it makes the students feel by just being a part of it.
You know, one of my favorite things that one of the girls said was that, you know, this really makes me feel like a valuable artist.
In Sitka, I'm Bonnie Sue Hitchcock.